The issues surrounding revenge will never be clear-cut. But one woman, Christine Gallagher, thinks sometimes a little revenge is okay. Gallagher runs a website called RevengeLady.com, and she's also the author of The Woman's Book of Revenge. Gallagher takes revenge with a grain of salt, but she shared one or two of her favorite stories with Steve Paulson. And just don't try this at home.
One of my favorites I got from the wife of a weatherman on a local TV news station. And she found out that he was cheating on her. And so, you know, she took one of our rules, which is go for the jugular, hit him where it hurts. And while he was sleeping, she wrote 666 on his forehead in indelible black marker. So this guy got up the next morning and had to go, you know, be on camera, was scrubbing away, trying to get the mark of the beast off his forehead, which I thought was very funny. And not, you know, it's not overly destructive.
So the art of revenge is to use your imagination. It's not as simple as throwing a pie in someone's face. You want to get the right punishment for the crime.
Totally. I mean, a pie in the face is always a nice classic sort of form of revenge. I mean, there are people that make a living out of throwing pies at political figures. But yeah, we definitely advocate, you know, using your imagination and your creativity, hopefully end up having a good time, having a good laugh, and, you know, channeling all that anger into a whole other emotion.
So what do you think is so satisfying about getting revenge?
Well, I think it's a natural feeling, you know, that if somebody does something bad to you, that you fantasize all the terrible things that can happen to them. But of course, it's considered antisocial and taboo, and you're not supposed to do those things, and it's childish and all the rest of it. But, you know, my point of view in my book, which is really a spoof on a self-help book, is that you can, you know, use those very natural impulses to get these bad feelings out of your system. You know, don't feel guilty about it. Use it to get yourself out of a place where you may be stuck.
So are there do's and don'ts, rules of revenge?
There are definitely rules of revenge, which we, you know, make a big point about. The most important one, of course, is stay legal. Don't want to get arrested. Be creative, you know. Always cool off. Make a plan. Don't act impulsively. You know, revenge is a dish best served cold. You know, have fun. And maybe most importantly, choose your weapon level carefully. In other words, don't go nuclear over something trivial.
So give me an example of what you would call nuclear as opposed to another one of your categories, which is using a BB gun.
Well, this one's a bit dodgy, but since we're talking on your show, and I think your audience will understand it, I don't normally tell this story, but it's one of my favorite, and it was a nuclear reaction. This was happened in St. Louis. The wife of a very eminent businessman there, you know, older man, 50s, 60s, she found out that he had been having a long-standing affair with his secretary, and she went into the office building when she knew there was a meeting of the board, and she stalked into the boardroom, and of course everybody's around the big table, and the secretary's there taking notes, and this lady actually pulled out a toy gun, which, you know, I'm very careful about telling stories with even fake weapons, and anyway, she aimed it at her husband and said, I know what's going on. And she ordered him to stand up on the conference table, which he did. And then she said, take off your toupee, which he did. And then she said, take out your false teeth, and he did. And then she said, the coup de grace, now drop your pants, which he did. And she turned to the secretary and said, do you still want him now? And she stalked out and went to a divorce lawyer, and that was it. And I actually heard this through someone who was actually in the meeting at the time. And yes, that was a very extreme response. But on the other hand, you know, it was cut and dried. She got it over with. She got it out of her system and moved on. And she ended up feeling empowered rather than, you know, sitting around like drinking or whatever.
So what about at the level of the BB gun or even the slingshot?
Well, those are small things. One of my favorite is simply putting a single marble inside the door well of your enemy's car. You know, you unscrew the panel and put a little marble in there and screw it back together. And so there's this mysterious rattle as they're driving along, that which drives them bananas and requires the whole car to be dismantled for it to be found. You know, and if you want to sort of put the cherry on the cake, you can leave a nice little note in there saying, oh, congratulations, you finally found it.
You take delight in this, don't you?
Oh, I do. I do. You know, because some of them are so sort of amusing, and it's so refreshing to hear people get over their problems in these sort of whimsical ways rather than, you know, spending hours mulling over it and wondering why it's happening. I mean, if you go into a bookstore, there's like acres of these self-help books, right? And it seems there's more and more every year. But the same things are happening. So obviously the books are not working. And people perhaps need simpler, you know, ways of going about these things, sort of a return to street justice.
Christine Gallagher is the author of The Woman's Book of Revenge. Steve Paulson spoke with her.